It's a pleasure to be back with you today. And here I am with the privilege of being with Carlos Oxte, who is the creative vice president of Artshood Troy, Mexico, pero Mexico, and soon the world, because they're expanding throughout different places. And we're going to talk about not just the awards that Artshood Troy won in the Echoes in 2024, but what Carlos's views are on the future of our industry in general. Carlos, what specific data insights drove the creative direction of your winning campaign?
First of all, thank you for the invitation, Mary. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here talking with you. I would say that ideas nowadays needs to come from data. You know, information, when we were younger, because I've been working on this, on advertising and marketing for the last 20 years, 25 years. And nowadays, data, it's quite important because, you know, it's like the fuel for creativity. You get a lot of resources nowadays. You can get a lot of you know, information that provides you with insights that can help you to drive a creativity that's completely different from what we've been doing from the last.
Cool. You know, remind me, I spoke to a guy from in these interviews from VML recently, and he said, you know, when we were young and they would give us a brief, we'd go looking for the insight. But now my younger people first go looking for the data. And so it's exactly. Absolutely coincident with what you're talking about, and I love it. Was in this particular campaign, which you won for, which is a wonderful campaign, was there a surprising data point that sort of shifted the way you approached the campaign?
Yeah, look, here was something that was really, really interesting. The client went and talked with us with a lot of data. You know, they had a lot of data on how all these irregular settlements in Mexico are looking like, and all this data about poverty in Mexico that is part of what Techo works with. And it was really overwhelming at the beginning. You know, it's like in Mexico around like 47 million people lives in poverty. But there was something when they were talking about it and about what they do, because they provide a decent household, you know, it's like providing housing for the most vulnerable people in Mexico. That is really the house, you know? And we found a very interesting data that 25% of the world doesn't have an address. You know, it's like the whole world have already a problem with identifying and finding an address for houses and for places. That's also a problem. So we make the correlation on how many people we have in Mexico and the global population, at least 25% of global population that doesn't have an address. And we understand that nowadays, and with all the digital environment that it's surrounding us, and it's like always around us with all this technology, like Google Maps and all the things, being on the map, it's being visible. It's making people be aware of you. And in the case of Techo, and with all this data they have about poverty, we have, and the major task we got is make visible our doing, what we do for people in Mexico, how we make it visible. And we found on this data about the 25% population without an address that we have a mission, and that mission is not only to provide decent housing to people that has less resources, but also provide with an address, because an address nowadays pinpoints where the people are. That makes it visible. And also it helps in the digital world to let them be part of the economics. You know, the digital economics nowadays is really big. So when they have an address it doesn't matter if the government isn't looking at them. Everybody else is looking at them. So we force the government to turn around and look at them. So that was really, really interesting about the data to find that the thing, because it's not about what we can do. It's right now. It's what we can do in a couple of years. And that's what I really like about this idea.
One of the things, and I did several seminars throughout the world with postal people, is that having an address is a very important thing to the people. And exactly. I saw that in this campaign, and it is more important than those of us who've had an address all our lives actually realize. So I love it. It's great. How do you measure the success of a campaign like this?
Yeah, you know, it's like, I think the creative dream is always to have this idea that is like, that goes viral and make a trend and everybody talks about it. And it comes back to you and people say, you did that. Wow, that's incredible. You know, it's like, you always try to get that. But basically, I think the main success here is that this initiative, this social initiative, because we think of it as, it's not just a big idea, it's more a game changer in the way the brand, in this case, Techo and Google, works together. Basically, our work was to build that bridge between technology, private company like Google technology, with an ONG like Techo, and make them work together, and being that bridge was something that I think we need more nowadays. We need these kind of partnerships. We live in the collab era, and we need to find these big household brands that can work together, even if it's an ONG, because it's doing a great labor and work for the poor one. But I think the main success here is that we found a way to make it better, the work for teachers. Nowadays, the idea, the address dismissal idea with the plus codes, it's a standard practice that is happening every time they build a house in Mexico and in Latin America. So it was not only an idea for one settlement or for one house they built. It's an idea that is now in embedded and inside the root of what they do. So I think that's the main success. It's something that is not going to be a short-term result, not even a medium-term result. It's going to be a long-term result. It is projected to be something that reach not only Mexico, but Latin America, and also part of the world, on how we, as a brand, in this case, Techo, works with everyone. It shifts a little bit the way they were doing it, because they were looking for the people and the housing, but they weren't looking at how big this can be and how important it's to pinpoint in the map an address for this new house, you know? Because it also helped with donations, you know, Techo works with donations. So nowadays, the big brands that donate to Techo can look and can see where are the places they're investing, they're putting the donation on. So I think that's a big success. It's not only the idea, it's not only the success that we can make it happen for a lot of communities and thousands of families. It's not only the thing that we change and we build this bridge between a big household, the technology company, and an ONG like Techo. I think it's the legacy of the action. You know, it's something that's going to be living through all these years, and it's going to be a standard practice forever with Techo, and they will keep on doing it. And this is just the beginning, because if technology evolves and works more in favor for the people in the future, it will be that bridge. It's already built, so they can transfer data and they can work together to make people's life better.
What is the one thing about this particular campaign that you are most proud of?
Wow, the hard work behind it. These are 2 years idea in the making. You know, it was real tough. We started talking about this idea right 2021, something like that, when we were going out from pandemic, and we actually we start brainstorming about this idea when we were in the pandemic. You know, one of our teams in that moment that we were working remotely, we have one team in Spain, in Madrid. They came with the plus codes. We were in the pandemic, and we saw the plus codes and what the plus codes can do. And we started gathering information. We started going through the data. We started trying to reach our contacts for Google in Mexico. And it's an idea that took 2 years in the making, and nowadays it's still happening. And now it's all set up for happen, like I said before, for all the region and probably the world. But in the beginning, it was really tough. It was really tough to make that bridge and to make them come together, because we were going out from a pandemic. The people and the communities were a little bit of, you know, they have a little bit of restraints because of the pandemic and all that happened, that everybody was like untrustful on many things. So I think that was the toughest, and I think that made me more proud and likes about
that,
it.
That you saw it through, that you...
Yeah, yeah. Because you know, you can drop the idea in any moment. You know, you can go and say, okay, there's an idea to the client. Okay, here is Google. Nice to meet you. Go ahead, do your thing. And we go, you know, it's like we're ready to what we can do, and we can make a case about it, and we can talk about it. But you know, we thought that the idea was a little bit more in deep on what we have to do, and we worked together with them for two years. And the thing that I think that I like the most about this hard work between day after day, talking with them, talking with the engineers, and understanding how we can make it happen on the ground, because the volunteer doesn't have technology. You know, sometimes they don't even have Wi-Fi, you know, on the placements. So to try to make it happen, and talking with each other, that we need to provide the Wi-Fi every time they will go into a settlement. All the things that I didn't needed was hard work for 2 years. Then going into the communities with them to help them to help them understand, to gather all the info to see the people understanding how it works now that they have an address. All of those things, I think that hard work of 2 years, I think that's what I'm proud of, because you get to get into the roots and into making the ideas. And ideas like this, because when you make a spot, okay, you go to the shooting, you go to the editing, you go to the post production, then you go, you're off. No, you have like 2 months in the work, and it's okay. You switch your mind and you go into a different thing. But this one was an ongoing, and every step we took on these 2 years was forward, a little bit sometimes, little bit steps. And when the government in Ixtapaluca, that was the first government that turned around and reached for Google and Techo and said, hey, I'm seeing what you're doing, and I want to be part of you and work with the community. And they start making some work for paving and for potable water. I think that's what really makes you proud.
So, Carlos, people who watch TV shows like Mad Men and so forth and see these guys in New York drinking cocktails and going out with women and so forth, that's not what it's like when you actually get down to this type of campaign. And I'm proud of you too. I think that particular type of sacrifice is important for our society as a whole, and we're getting it from our creative community. Carlos, what to you is the secret to award-winning campaigns?
I'm going to be a little bit on the same point. I think award-winning campaigns needs commitment and needs a lot of work behind it.
I love it. I love it. I think you're saying it's passion and hard work. And when you talk to us about this, I can feel your passion. Why are words important, Carlos?
I think that's the biggest question we have in our industry. You know, it's like there was a time that awards were ego. You know, it was the industry trying to clack to themselves. I think nowadays it's like that. I think nowadays advertising is shifting into really help this world in some ways. We have the power to persuade people. We have the power to tell stories. We have the power to mind shift things in different ways. And I think that nowadays we have to be really responsible of what we're doing. So I think the words nowadays is a way to tell everyone around us that we can do work that inspires and work that changes lives. And it helps to gather and to get close to the clients that want to do bolder things. It helps to get the better briefs. And also it helps you to improve. Because I think that's the way you can measure year to year on the work that you've been doing on the agency. For us, is like that's the benchmark. Every year, the cases that we have every year, we end up the year and we see them all. And we say, okay, this is what we did last year. What are we going to do this year? What's happening right now? What are we going to make it happen? So the awards are also that benchmark. So to know, understand where you are right now and where you want to go and what you have to do to go forward and to get that action. So I think it's not about ego. I think it's progress. I think awards nowadays means progress.
Okay. Last question. I've really enjoyed this interview. I really enjoy your insights. But the last question is, what do you think is the future of communications and marketing communications over the next 5, 10, or if you feel like it, 20 years?
Wow. I think that's the toughest one, because there would always be a creative, there will always be a planner, there would always be a producer behind all the things. But artificial intelligence is helping us moving forward faster around production, around execution, and all the stuff. But also, it's going to help us to gather data faster. I think that's something that's interesting. But I think what's going to change and what is really going to change in the long range, going into 20 years, as you were saying, is that I think advertising will have a complete shift on the media and how we make the connection with the people. We have to be really careful about the environment. The environment is changing completely, you know, between streamings, between social media, between all the connections that we can have right nowadays, and that all the massive touch points that we have now and how we reach the people, and we are always there, you know, with advertising everywhere in their social media, in their now in the streaming, you know, it's like we try to keep on there. And we have to understand that advertising doesn't have to interrupt. We have to understand that advertising needs to shift into entertainment, you know? Maybe not entertainment as like a scene in a movie, but make it some easier for people not to be so pushy. In 20 years, I think we're going to be flying to Mars. We're going to have robots and all the things. I hope to see it. And advertising and marketing is going to have a completely difference. Don't lose our humanity, because advertising, it's about connecting with humans. It's about connecting with people. So we need to keep on thinking as humans and adapt and running on that. I don't know if that answered the question. I don't know if it's
I'm sure it has. I've really enjoyed your insights, Carlos. I've enjoyed this interview. Is there any last word you would like to say in closing?
No, thank you, Mary. Thank you for this space. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for listening. And always, also thank you for always being there. As I told you, I was jury on Ecolatam. I really enjoyed the experience. I really enjoyed the work and what you guys are doing. I think it's important to understand what really matters in advertising. It's nowadays is data, and data makes a difference. And I think being that the core of Eco International, I think that's what really matters and stands out from the other, the advertising festivals that we have. Keep on that good work, and thank you very much. And I hope to see you all soon.
On the Mexican Riviera.
Yeah, that would be great.
In September. That would be great. Well, thank you. I've enjoyed this also. I take your last word to be data, and I buy that. And thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Archer Troy. And there we go. Well, thank you.